President Bush is calling on the United Nations to meet as quickly as possible to take up what he called the deeply disturbing report on the assassination of Lebanon's former prime minister. The report is from chief UN investigator and German prosecutor Detlev Melis. It links Syria to the murder of Rafiq Hariri. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports, it's likely to further isolate the Syrian government, its president Bashar al-Assad, and members of his inner circle named in the report.
As the details circulated on the internet and on news broadcasts, Syrian officials charged the UN investigation was unfair, untrue, and politically motivated. Syria's ambassador to Britain, Sami Khayami, was one official who spoke out today.
The whole report is a big political accusation because no accusation was done with proofs or evidence.
But for weeks, the Syrian government had insisted to an international audience and a domestic one the report would clear Syria of any involvement. Reem Khalif, a Syrian specialist at Chatham House, a British think tank, says the detailed UN report now exposes the regime to more international pressure. But at home, says Khalif, the government is no longer even trying to convince Syrians the regime was not involved.
So far, it doesn't seem like the government and the regime are going to try to take this road. They have been talking all day so far about this being a politicized case and of trying to point the finger at other parties who wish to harm Syria.
The UN report says Syria did not cooperate with the probe. It also charges Syrian officials lied to UN investigators. In more than 50 pages, the UN investigation reveals the results of more than 400 interviews, the details of phone records, the movement of the truck that carried the one-ton bomb that killed Hariri and more than a dozen others. The report concludes there is probable cause to believe the decision to assassinate Rafiq Hariri could not have been taken without the approval of top-ranked Syrian security officials and the collusion of their Lebanese counterparts. However, it does not say conclusively Syrian officials ordered the assassination. Those charges are leveled by witnesses, some of them unnamed. Any prosecutor knows that's evidence for further investigation, not enough for an indictment. Still, it was enough to keep people awake in Damascus. Reading the report overnight, says Samir Aita, a Syrian journalist based in Paris.
People did not sleep at night and were saying, wow, what will happen to us?
What happens next depends on Syria and its willingness to cooperate with UN investigators. But the report raised controversy as soon as it was released due to an embarrassing technical glitch. Deletions Melis made at the last minute still could be seen in the final report. The deleted sections in red type include witness statements implicating specific Syrian security officials, those in the Syrian president's inner circle, among them his brother and brother-in-law. So reporters asked, was the chief investigator pressured to delete those names to soften the report? Melis told them no.
I really don't want to create the impression that anyone influenced this report, because this is simply not true.
In a combative news conference, Melis said he tried to delete the names only after he learned the report was to be made public.
If you believe it or not, it's up to you.
In the conspiratorial atmosphere of the Middle East, hardly anyone believed it. Reem Khalif said many Syrians are convinced the names of top Syrian security officials were intentionally included to keep up the pressure.
I think this may end up as a tool for pressuring the Syrian regime to cooperate more before the deadline of the 15th of December.
The Lebanese government has officially asked the UN to extend the investigation until mid-December. Beirut wants to keep Melis on the case for a few more weeks. But the German prosecutor has his own demands, says journalist Samir Aita, which will bring more pressure on Damascus.
The Melis report asked directly that Syrian witnesses or suspects be interrogated or interviewed outside Syria and outside Lebanon. This is very significant.
The UN has agreed to the extension, which means the investigation will go on for weeks, more likely even longer. Deborah Amos, NPR News, London.